T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWO. Quickly to our guest, Mark Conrad, to talk about name, image, and likeness. Mark is an associate professor of law and ethics at Fordham, author of The Business of Sports, Off the Field, In the Office, On the News. When it comes to regulation of this, does Congress have a role in it? Can they regulate it if they want? Do they want to?
Well, yes, Congress certainly could regulate it if Congress wanted to do that. It would be within their powers. And in fact, the NCAA and the conferences would like Congress to regulate it, because they really don't want 20-some-odd states to have their own laws dealing with it that may be different. So if it's up to these organizations, they would like something from Congress, but I don't think it's likely, at least not this year.
So where does Mark, and I don't want to get too deep in the weeds on this, but I'm just wondering, Congress has the right to regulate whatever they want, pretty much?
Well, as long as it involves interstate commerce, they could regulate business, they could regulate aspects of the economy. The key point is that if it affects interstate commerce, which indeed it would be, yeah, given that colleges are all over the country and they play each other and deal with revenues from television to the gate. So I don't think there would be any question that Congress could do that constitutionally. The question, of course, is if Congress is willing to do that.
I can't believe I didn't think about interstate commerce. Shame on me. Tell me about the case of Johnson v. NCAA.
Okay, that is one of the cases I think that is challenging the NCAA regarding the issue about paying players or compensation for players. And that's a case that's going on right now in the courts, which could have a very significant effect down the line, because I think the next stage is are the student athletes' employees, which is something beyond name, image, and likeness. And the courts have been inconsistent on this issue, and there's been more and more talk that at least some student athletes could possibly fit the definition of an employee under the labor laws, which would be quite significant, because if these students could be considered employees, they could unionize, and that would have a very big effect on some college sports in some universities in this country.
I don't think the colleges want any part of that, do they?
Well, they may.
Really?
The strange thing is, it may not be the worst thing in a few narrow situations, because it may be better to do that than to have all these antitrust lawsuits floating in the courts challenging NCAA policies or conference policies. Because at least if there is an employment situation and a labor agreement of some sort, then you don't have to have this litigation, because labor law really trumps antitrust law.
So
once there's a labor agreement, you can't really sue on the question of limitation of competition and any on those theories.
I'm going to be a little bit late on the news here, but I got to ask you this. Who is regulating it right now? Each school?
Well, right now, regarding name, image, and likeness, some states have laws that deal with NIL. The NCAA has really been hands-off. So if you're a school in a state that doesn't have an NIL law, basically, then it's a free-for-all. The only thing is, the NCAA said you cannot pay a player to entice them to come to the school through an NIL deal. But it's been pretty loose, and we know what's been happening with combines all over the country, where a lot of schools are really setting up these systems where alums are trying to get students opportunities. And whether that's a quid pro quo to go to the school, it's a matter of some debate.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please, Mark.
Yeah, sure. And I just think it's going to be really an uncertain time that we're going through regarding college sports right now.
Thank you. I appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again, Mark Conrad. 8:31 time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.